for that time of the month. Episode number 97. You're listening to the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show is brought to you by Target. And this week at Target, thoughts of warm, sunny days are ahead, you know. They are slowly starting to replace all those winter blues that some of you are having. Are you ready for everything from spring cleaning to spring break? Target has a ton of great deals that you will have ready for the warmer weather. And if you need a swimsuit, Target has made it so simple, stupid, with 50% off BOGO women's swimwear. Why not complete the look, though, with 50% off women's flip-flops and canvas sneakers? If you're looking to do some spring cleaning, this is what you're going to enjoy. Spring cleaning storage sale. You can save up to 20% on all room essentials from storage and organization. And on top of that, Target is offering 25% off furniture, decor, bedding, bath, dining, and even entertaining. So mark your calendars because the sale has begun. And how do you use it? Well, you go to the show notes. Right there in the show notes, I have given you the Target shopping link. And that's how I keep it 100. All right, Keep It 100 Nation, are you ready? Because my hand is raised. How about yours? Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode. And as always, thanks so much for listening this week and every week. And I'm a little on the late side. That is the Caribbean late side. I just came back from Carnival and oh my God, I know I'm getting old because it just takes longer to recover. But nevertheless, I'm ready and I'm kind of back to normal. And I'm ready to deliver. So I am broadcasting now from Washington, D.C. And remember, Nina celebrates embarrassment. This is where I get men and women to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. Because you guys love cray cray. But today, it's more of a girlsy topic. And I have a smidget of a guy's stuff that they need to know in here too. So you got to kind of go through it to get through it, guys. But it's some worthwhile discussion. If we weren't taught, my motto is that we need to educate ourselves. And if you're a woman who's dying to know what other women are thinking, but not saying out loud, and similarly, if you're a man and you're dying to know what women are thinking, but not saying out loud, then don't effing move. Because you're in the right place. All right, if you're listening for the first time and you're wondering what Keep It 100 means, well, it simply means that Nina keeps it real and she keeps her conversations true. On my podcast, there's no filters, boundaries, judgments, or walls. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. And today, it's the power of the period movement. This is a product-focused discussion with the founder of Panty Prop. You heard me right, Panty Prop, which is a leakwear line designed both for mostly women, but you know, she does have some stuff for men. So let's say hello to no leaks, no stains, no discomfort, period. So why I love Panty Prop and was attracted to her brand is because it goes hand in hand with my theme of celebrating embarrassment and saying goodbye to that, those shifting pads, the stains, and the embarrassment that goes along with it. So let's learn more about Crystal Etienne's brand message.
So I wanted to make it comfortable. I wanted to make it so you don't think about your period. Like, as much as we do, we'll never forget thinking about it. Mm-hmm. If somebody tells you you're going to stop thinking about your period, that's never going to happen.
Being embarrassed about it.
Yeah, so just that whole, the anxiety from it. In reality, we deal with anxiety from our period. Mm-hmm. And that's what Panty Prop gets rid of.
Okay. And that's part of your whole tagline, right? Say goodbye to leaks, stains,
yes,
and
no
the
leaks,
embarrassment.
No stains, period. That, right. I can promise you, you will not have at all.
So we all need that just in case. So Crystal designed this line of period pantywear. It's a foolproof, leak-proof company, not just with a focus on women, but men too. It's designed, it's developed, and patented undergarments, which protect, they conceal, and they provide comfort to women all day while wearing a sanitary pad. And her products provide a function to really help you get the full maximum use of a pad. And that's what you're going to find out, because they don't teach you this. Mommy doesn't teach you this. So here's her personal story.
I used to be a very heavy back bleeder.
Okay.
We'd be like all up your butt.
Yeah.
And then we'd sit on the toilet like the blood.
Yes.
I used to be one of those.
Okay.
But
see, that's
I,
a story.
Yes. I needed it. I just needed it to go right there. And I needed to come up with something to make it go there. And for even without this, for it to, if say if I forgot that I was going to get my period,
yeah.
Or if I didn't have that on or a tampon, for it to still just go
stay right there,
right there,
vulva.
Yes.
Okay.
For a particular direction, and that's what it does. The crotch is a special made crotch. It's totally different than any other crotch in any other underwear.
So Crystal had her period since she was 11 years old, right? That whole puberty stage. But it became a serious issue when she was 35. It was the heaviness of her flow that was making her uncomfortable. So she tried it all, the pad, the tampon, the cup, hoping that this would resolve the blood flow, the heavy blood flow. But she will tell you differently. Listen up in this next clip.
My problem was the blood coming out all over the place and just being uncomfortable dealing with a pad, a tampon, a cup. I've tried it all. And it was just something that I just did not want to deal with anymore.
Can you talk about the cup for a second? That didn't work for you?
No. The cup to me was uncomfortable. I tried it every single type of way. And I'm a pad wearer and I wore tampons. I tried the cup and it was just very uncomfortable. A lot of people like it. It just wasn't comfortable for me. I've tried every size too.
Yeah.
Every single size that there is.
Yeah.
Yes. And it just was not comfortable. And for some reason, I just didn't feel right with that thing up inside of me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a foreign object inside of your body. Even though a tampon is a foreign object also,
don't do the tampon.
Right. Because they're foreign objects inside of your body. It just didn't work. So I'm an avid pad wearer.
Okay.
I'll switch to a tampon sometimes if it's something that I really, really need to do, you know, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I'm a pad wearer. And I was just so sick of being uncomfortable. Like, it's not one time that I can, and I'm sure you can't and no one here can.
Yeah.
Tell me a good time that you thought of wearing a pad.
So who's sick of being uncomfortable as a woman each time of the month? I know I'm going to see a lot of hands up.
There's not one time you can think of that you said to yourself, you know what, I didn't even think about it all day, or that was, you know, that was comfortable, that was good. There's not one time in my whole entire life since I was 11 years old that I can think of a good experience with wearing a pad.
No.
Or just having a period.
So then I asked Crystal, how old is your company? And, you know, what was the inspiration behind it?
It is only a year old.
Oh.
And it has taken off phenomenally without me even doing anything.
Really?
And I'm very grateful. Very grateful. And what it has shown me is that I'm not the only person with the issue.
So the whole like shifting of the pad side to side, back to back, we all go through this at one time or the other. And it always raises a red flag when we're on our cycle for that week, right? We're worried about making that imprint or somewhere and leaving a Japanese flag on the seat of a bus, the office, school. So Crystal will talk more about the inspiration behind her brand.
Yes, and everybody feels like we're the only person without period that day, but there's so many people that dealing with it on a daily basis and thinking the same thing of you in that room. And just one day I was just sick of it. I was just laying on the bed with my husband and I was already aggravated with it. And I had already searched, like finding something. That's how I came to the cup to try that, to see if that worked better.
Yeah.
Because it says it's supposed to give up to 12 hours of coverage.
Right.
Didn't work. But one day I was just watching Wendy Williams. I was literally laying on the bed watching Wendy Williams with my husband. Like, he was off. We were just like chilling.
Yeah.
And my pad was sticking out of my underwear, even though he didn't care.
Right.
Like, just think about it. Like, think about which way, this one, this one.
No, like the little
the wings.
Yes, that's all like the white.
Okay. And I'm like, this is not cute at all.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care. I'm laying here, like laying on his chest, laughing at Wendy Williams. And it's a joke.
Yeah.
And then after that is how I started the company. I just was aggravated with that day. That day was the day that I was like, you know what? Enough is enough.
Crystal did her research. She talks about all the options and the movement, the period movement, for handling your time of the month. She is an avid pad wearer and wanted to make an all-day solution for women who are also pad wearers. So I asked her about the differences between her product and her competitors and the edge that she gives to women.
I went on to research to see if there was something, and then I couldn't believe that in this day and age, I saw so many other things as far as when it came to period panties, free bleed. I tried them.
Okay.
And it just, those didn't work for me. Some companies claim that you could do free bleed. Free bleed is when you just bleed all day long on yourself, let it run down.
Oh no.
There's you know, a movement for that.
Oh.
There's other solutions where you can just put the underwear on and wear it all day, but that's unsanitary too. I just needed a solution.
Yeah.
So since I didn't see any,
yeah,
and I know that I'm an avid pad wearer.
How about she thinks? What's the difference between your product and hers?
Yes, so what she thinks is, they say you can wear it all day.
Yeah.
And then they also suggest that you wear it with a pad too. I tried those. I tried a few companies, not just them. It was okay. Like maybe like four companies, one out of Canada, the one you just mentioned, two other ones that I brought the product and I tried it. It wasn't for what I was looking for. I was looking for all day solution that I can change out, switch into, and be comfortable and not have to worry about it.
Okay.
So like any entrepreneur, you look at your competition, right? You try, you test what they're using. And this is how she understood better how her design should work with women. The only constraint with her product is panty prep does not support extra long pads, right? The overnight stuff.
And none of those other options provided that. They were great. None of them provided what I was looking for. I just didn't want to be, I didn't want to think about it all day long.
Yeah.
And that's what made me create and write the patent and everything to start panty prop. Nice. Because I was like, no one else is listening to somebody who wears a pad, or we choose not to wear a pad and wear a tampon because the pad is uncomfortable.
Right.
But the pad is actually the safest option, and it's instead of sticking a foreign object inside of your body.
So there's another movement instead of like a cloth pad. So how does your product work with like more natural, sanitary?
Yeah, so panty prop you can use with any type of standard size pad. We just don't support extra long pads because with this product you don't need it.
Okay.
The technology, like the basic product feature of it, is it will properly like secure the crotch part under your vulva.
I have a pad with me.
Oh, you got, okay.
I'm the pad.
I know, right? So what it does is we'll use the high waist one. So this is for the high waist people who don't like though.
Okay.
I'm a high waist.
Okay, gotcha.
Type of bikini kind of girl. Yeah, I like high waist. I like it to hug myself.
Okay. No, I like that feeling during my period.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yes.
Right?
In addition to my own experiences, real women give motherfucking real life advice. They will express their personal bloopers when it comes to sensitive girly stuff. So if you're a girl who likes your stuff hugged tight, 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 you know that feeling around your stomach during that time of the month? In this next clip, you're going to hear how these products cups your vulva. But you need to listen why this is her signature for her brand.
What panty prop does is the best description for it would be you take your hand and it would be cupping it. So that's what it does. It cups it and it holds it securely in place properly under your vulva.
Okay.
So as soon as you're bleeding,
yeah,
it's collecting your flow immediately. So what it does is it takes the pad. It would take the pad. It only really you can't really tell, but this is a different, the crotch is made differently than any other underwear. Most underwear is made too small.
Yeah.
It's not angled correctly in order to support a pad. That's why we always have discomfort.
Ah.
All the time.
That explains the shifting and the bunching and the
yes, because when moving. We think about your regular underwear, if you was to compare this crotch to a regular underwear,
oh, that's huge.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
And also just the angle, like when you put it on and then it stretches,
uh-huh.
This is going to take this and it's going to prop it. You see this part right here? You see this part on the pad right here? All pads have this.
Yes.
This is where your blood is supposed to flow. But when you put this on a regular pair of underwear, I should have had one with me today. You would have seen the difference. If you put this pad on a regular pair of underwear, or any pad on a regular pair of underwear, it's not going to fit. It doesn't fit right.
So as women, we're all built differently. So now you know, or you soon will realize that every woman wears a different kind of underwear as well. Crystal talks about the center of panty prop, right? The center of a pad and the whole blue dye and the meaning behind that. This is where the blood is supposed to flow, if you didn't know. But one standard pad cannot accommodate all the shapes and sizes, flows of every woman, or any type of underwear out there either, which is why she invented panty prop.
Because they make underwear for us to be sexy or comfortable, but not for a pad. These were made specifically for your period and a pad.
Got it.
So you don't actually have to wear it with a pad either, because over the, 3 months after launching, I realized, like, I didn't want to just support the pad. I also wanted to support if you do have overflow, because everyone bleeds differently.
Okay.
My light could be different from your light. My blood could be different from your blood.
Right.
Mine could be thick. Yours could be thin.
Right.
So we all have overflow sometimes. So people who wear tampons, you know, like I said, the blood on the string.
Yeah.
You want to be covered. You don't want to be thinking about the chair afterwards. So inside of here is an absorbent liner. So it's built in, it's an absorbent liner. You won't feel anything at all.
So if you heard right, you heard Crystal mention all day coverage. So next you're going to hear exactly what she meant. Because I thought the same thing you're thinking. It's an all-purpose garment for all kinds of surprises.
What this gives you the option of compared to all the other mm-hmm. companies is that say you don't know if you're gonna get your period.
Right.
That's me. I don't ever know when it's gonna come. I know roundabout sometimes when it's gonna come. It's something you could wear every day. And it's not only just for period. It's for if you have unexpected discharge. A lot of people deal with discharge.
Yeah.
Or that little stress incontinence when you laugh and you cough and you pee a little after
yeah.
kids. I know that very well. I've had that since I was like 24, 25.
Okay.
So what it is, you put it on. Now all of a sudden you're out and oh my God, my period is here.
Yeah.
So now you're not worried about
going through the
right. You're not worried about it on the chair or
yeah.
in your clothes anymore.
Because that will absorb it.
Yes. So now you see it. So now, say 3 hours later, you're like, oh my God, I'm heavy. So now you can either put a tampon in or you just take this, cover yourself up, you know, get yourself covered, pop in your pad. Very simple. So you pop in your pad, you put it back on. And now what this does is, like I said, when you put it on, it only works when it's on because it has to fit snug.
Yeah.
This part right here, it's going to go completely perfectly under your vulva. Yeah, so as soon as your blood starts to flow,
yeah.
it's going to flow right on to where it needs to be.
Huh.
So now, we're past 3 hours now. Now you got this in, or your tampon, or your cup. And now those overflow.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or if you want to be clean and you want to change that out.
Right.
So you take this out and then you go. Because now underneath, this right here is a dry tech mesh.
Okay.
And this is a absorbent organic cotton liner. So absorbed it is dry.
Okay.
And now you got to get home from work.
Right.
And now you take that out. You can either put another one in or you just wait till you get home. When you get home, now you're good, you're still covered again. Now you're on the train, going home, wherever. And then you just take these off, throw them in a wash.
Crystal and I talked about those unexpected gushes. You heard me, you know the sound, you know the feeling.
So on a heavy day, of course, and say the next day, now you have your period.
Yeah.
So now the next day you grab another, say you have another panty prop, or you wash this and you're gonna put it back on. So the next day, if you have heavy, heavy coverage, I do suggest that you wear protection with it. Okay. If you're heavy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, which means still wear your tampon, still wear your pad, still wear your cup, but you're heavy. So now, that next day, think about if you didn't have a panty prop. So now, on that next day when you have your period, now you're worried about that chair.
Right.
Is it on my clothes? Is it in my underwear? With panty prop, you don't have to worry about that, because right. You know that even if I did leak a little, even if I did leak, say, because we never know how much we're going to leak. You could put a tampon in right now, and 20 minutes later, it's completely full because you don't control your body at all.
Right.
But you'll know. But now it's in your jeans.
Right.
With panty prop, you don't have to worry about that. You're like, oh my God, I just felt a big gush, because we feel it.
The gush is the word.
Yes. I just felt a big gush. Yeah. And now you're like, damn, I have to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But with panty prop, you don't have to worry about rushing. Say if you're in a meeting, or you're at a practice, or you're yoga class, or exercising, you don't have to worry about that because you felt the gush and you know that you're covered because of that absorbent liner.
Her line targets swimmer, active teens, and sports, and she also shares a company exclusive with listeners.
I am a full feature leak-proof company with every product you can think of. Coming soon is, this is an exclusive here.
Part of the exclusive.
Coming soon is, I have an all-day pad coming.
Wow.
So, like I said, my problem started with this here, with a pad,
right.
With the tampon, with a cup. I want to know why we don't have pads that are made of fabric, that besides just a cloth pad, you have to take them, you have to
wash them.
These are going to be, get rid of them because you need to stay sanitary.
Right.
Get rid of them, but it's going to be an all-day pad that you can wear and you don't have to work. So it'll also work with this. I'm making it like an insert for this, but it will also be where you can use it for other things. So it's gonna be made of all, it's a proprietary fabric that I have, technology that I have developing right now. And it's going to be made of, you don't have to worry about what's in this, like what they sprayed on it or anything. There'll be no plastic. It will be all fabric. It'll feel like a little cushiony thing.
Okay.
It'll just feel like a pillow on your coochie.
So like any other female, we talked about feminine hygiene, but more importantly, with panty prop.
Well, it will not be as thick as cloth pads.
Okay.
I'm doing it as a disposable way because I think that you need to stay clean.
Yeah.
So we're going to do them in packs. They'll be easy inserts. A lot of people always ask, like, what pad can I use? I always tell them, like, you can use any pad as long as it's not extra long. But like I said, you don't need extra long with panty prop. So it will be, you'll get like, it'd be an easy insert for you to just insert here.
Okay.
So it's like an upgrade to this, or you can upgrade, now it'll allow you to upgrade your own underwear as well.
Right.
And now I understand the whole crotch thing better. She made her line affordable. Instead of selling them as singles, she sells her products in packs.
And that's another thing that I wanted compared to like other brands and my other competitors, is that I wanted to make it affordable for people to be able to afford.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to, you know, to pay like $30, $40 for
one?
Right. Something that's just a backup.
Panty prop is a lifestyle undergarment for everyone to feel wonderful on our period all day long.
Yes.
And the embarrassment.
Stains, period. That, I can promise you, you will not have at all.
Okay, that to me is a big, big sell.
And comfort. You won't, when you wear panty prop, it doesn't even feel like, it's completely discreet, so no one will, you won't see a pad. Because remember, that's how I started. I was like, I do not want to see this ugly thing sticking out of my underwear.
Yeah.
And then also just being comfortable. I remind a lot of the mothers with their daughters, like, because you can't feel it when it's there, so they forget that they have it on. Mm-hmm. If you're wearing a pad with it, you forget that you're wearing the pad.
That's how comfortable it is.
Yes. We remind mothers with their daughters, like, always remember to remind your daughter to change her, you know, to change out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the young girls, they have, like, very light periods, so they just wear it by itself without nothing.
If you're listening, inserting a tampon becomes one of the main tricky conversations mothers have with their daughters. And in this next clip, you're going to learn why inserting a tampon is not always the best thing.
Because mothers don't know how to speak to their daughters, exactly. Which we need to start speaking to our daughters. It's very important to teach your daughter about her body, about her period, talk to her about sex, talk to her about everything. I feel that good hygiene starts at a young age from a mother teaching her daughter. If you have bad hygiene and you're just leaving like dirty tampons or dirty, what do you think your daughter's gonna do? Mm. You know, you're not telling her like, honey, you need to keep yourself clean, wash your hands, use a wipe.
Change every so often.
Yes, put some hand sanitizer on after, right. You know, that bacteria is coming out of your body.
Right.
Where is she gonna learn it from?
Right.
I've taught my daughter these things. And it's very easy. Once you get past that first conversation, it's very easy. Little girls, they think it's funny, but they're listening.
So what's the meaning behind panty prop? So I asked Crystal, look, explain to me and the listeners where it came from, this coochie life we have, and even why men should care about it. Mm-hmm. Men, are you listening?
Yeah, so panty prop came so that when people see the name, because I was a new brand. You know, it's not like I was selling someone else's product. So I was like, you know, I need to get people's attention.
Yeah, the prop part.
Right, I go to direct consumer shows and a lot of people come over just because they see, they're like, they walk by the booth and they're like, panty prop. And it makes them come over and then they realize, because everybody needs it. The majority, I would say at least like 90% of women and men need a panty prop.
So wait, we'll talk about the men part.
So when they're walking by at like the shows or when they see the name, they're like, oh my God, like, what the hell is a panty prop? And that's why I chose that name.
And
because a lot of people think it's a, like a booty.
Oh,
like it's a booty lift. Yeah. Yes.
Booty lift.
But it ain't a booty lift.
Yeah.
It's a coochie lift. It's a coochie hole.
Right.
That's what it is. So when they come, they say, like, what is a panty prop? And some women are so nasty. They're like, oh, I want one of those.
Right.
Because they think it's the booty thing.
Right.
And then they realize, they're like, oh, wait, no, I have that problem too. And it's the most stupidest name, but it's the most best name. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I can describe it. And how I came up with it, it took me a long time to figure out a name, like a while. One day I was taking my son to football and he was like slouched over in the backseat. And I told him, I said, prop up. And I said, oh my God, that's the name. Panty prop. I told him to prop up in the backseat. And that really is the most stupidest story, but that's how I came up with it. But for this, since it was my own brand and it was something that I was developing seriously that I needed really to help and to catch attention, I needed to come up with
a name that sticks.
Yes. Yeah. And to get people when they look at it, because with a new brand, it's so hard to like, you know, just, you know, what do I would call it? Bled. They're like,
not.
No. So, you know, it was just very important to me to pick the correct name because that was going to be around forever.
All right. This is why men should care about the prop hemline. I asked Crystal to talk about that whole leaking part thingy. In this next clip, she sets the record straight.
Men leak more than women. Talk about the leaking part. I'll just ask you one thing. When a man urinates, which is probably a trillion men urinating right now, where does that last drip go?
In their underwear.
In their nasty, dirty underwear. Yes. So in the men's, we also have our proprietary fabric inside of there, which absorbs it for them and it keeps them nice and cool. So our men underwear also takes the men have a problem. Like, you know how we're going like this with our pad, like trying to fix it?
Yeah.
Men have the problem with their balls.
Oh.
All day long. It's, when you ever see a man going like that, they're moving their balls off their thigh. And it's the most a man will never tell you, but it is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world for a man. So I said, you know what? My husband made a joke one day and he said, why you don't make it for men? But he was only joking. So I told him, I said, I am. He was like, no. My husband is a true patient man.
Uh-huh.
And he was just making a joke.
Right.
But I told him, I said, no. I said, you're making a joke. I said, but how often are you uncomfortable And then we designed it and did it. So now what the men, which is called Prop Him, does,
okay,
it keeps their testicles, their balls, off of their thighs, so it holds it separately, so yeah, they don't have that problem. And then that last drip.
So now I have a whole bunch of questions because this was news to me. I had no idea. So men pee more than women, and they're always leaking. Huh, who knew?
Just think about it. A man is leaking way more than women. They have way more discharge than women all day long.
Huh.
All day long.
So do you carry a line for like boys to adult men?
No, we just do men. We don't have any boys. Okay. The boys, their fathers need to speak to them and their mothers. But once they get 18, 20, 21 years old, uh-huh, they can come on over and get a prop in.
How is that being received?
Like the men, I have to, actually the men sells out all the time and I do absolutely no advertising for it at all.
Oh my God.
It's when they see it, they just know that they need
it. They know,
Men leak, we don't think about it. Just like a man doesn't think about how uncomfortable our periods are.
Right.
We don't think about, we just always see a man going like that, but right, we never think about why they're doing it, but that's why they're doing it. It's because their sweaty balls is sticking onto their thigh and it is very, very uncomfortable. Men got problems too. And they do leak way more than us. We leak blood and, you know, a little bit of pee, but they're leaking
all day long. I'm thinking about like adolescent, like puberty, when they're always happy.
Yes.
When they wake up and
But grown men, that stage that you just named, it never stops.
Yes.
It goes on and on and on and on throughout their whole entire life.
Interesting.
Men ask questions all the time. So let's hear what they're asking Crystal and how she addresses their needs.
One of the main questions that men always ask is, how do you get that last drip out? Men are lazy, so they don't want to wait. So after they pee, they just want to stick it back in there.
Right.
But if you wait like a minute or two, you can get that last
drop.
Yes. They just
drop.
Just imagine though, if a man, after he peed, he's still standing there. So he's going to look weird. He doesn't want to be taken as a, so that last drip is always in their underwear because they don't want to stand there for that extra minute and take it out. But it does come out. And there's a system of getting it out, but they just, I would look at a man funny if he was up against the wall right now, peeing, and then you still see him like standing there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's society. Society is bad, but men have issues.
So earlier I talked about how women come in all different shapes and sizes. Well, especially us Black women, right? We got some curves. So how does her product accommodate different life scenarios and respective products to match our shapes and sizes?
It fits. And it just depends on how, it fits everybody's shape.
Okay.
And it just depends on how you like to wear your underwear. I'm not a hipster type of girl. I don't like, because I have a little pooch. Even when I had a flat stomach, though, I didn't like wearing where it just sits right here.
Okay.
But a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to cater to everyone. I like the bikini style because the bikini style comes up a little higher, and then I like high waist.
Okay.
So my everyday one that I wear, the ones that I wear, I usually wear bikini.
Okay.
If I have on a dress and I'm going somewhere and I want that, or the days that I really do have my period, I wear the high waist one because I'm just a person who likes, but everyone has
the panty personnel.
Right. I didn't make thong because if you have your period, just
don't do it.
Yeah. I don't, there's a, you know, a few companies that sell thongs, but I'm not a thong person.
Me neither.
And I think that if you need a thong the day you have your period, you don't need to be wearing that.
Yeah.
And a thong is so skinny. You could just wear something else. You just don't go with it that day.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to address those women out there who have menstrual disorders. I being one of them. So I asked Crystal, look, talk to those women about your product and how it can not alleviate, get rid of, but help them with their situation.
Well, I have fibroids and I developed them over the last couple of years. And my period, like I said, all my life, my period was normal until about a couple of years ago when it got extremely heavy. But that's why I started the product, so that it can help me.
Right.
And now when I have my period, obviously, you know, I'm the founder of the company. I have plenty of panty prop.
Right.
I don't, it doesn't bother me anymore. Like, I'm completely comfortable with my period now.
So explain that. Like, what do people have to look forward to with your product? You said
comfort.
Comfort.
And not having to worry about, do you have blood in your jeans? Do you have blood on the chair? Do you have blood on your pants? You know, the same normal stuff that we have always thought of since we were younger. From the time that I was 11 years old up into a few years ago from when I started the company about a year ago, I have always had the same thoughts. It's those same thoughts from when I was 11 years old.
Right.
And that's what was bothering me. I'm like, we're like going on like 30, 20 something years.
And you're having the same thoughts.
The same thoughts. We're still that same little girl.
Right.
That first got her period.
Right.
And it's funny. It's cute, but it's funny, but it's also a disgrace.
Yeah.
That it's not over the years, we're supposed to mature and get better, but we're still that same. I'm still that same 11 year old.
Right.
From that day when I went in and I realized I had my period and my mother told me to just go and get the thing and put it in.
Right.
Yes, I'm still that girl.
Wearing the pad in the water is revolutionary. But you know what? Pay Prop is designed to redirect the blood flow to the center of the pad under your vulva. That's the whole point. Now, whether you're comfortable doing that or not, this product will help you swim with comfort without it hanging, soaking, leaking out, showing. So, Crystal, I want you to take it from here and educate us on this whole in the water thing.
With Panty Pop, you can. Because remember, I told you, it takes it.
And it curves to it.
Yeah, so immediately, as soon as, the whole purpose of this is, whether you're wearing a pad or not wearing a pad with it, the crotch is made so that it props it completely perfectly under your vulva.
Okay.
And that's the problem when you wear regular underwear. Whether you're wearing it, say you have a tampon on and you wear a regular pair of underwear, mm-hmm. the underwear does not support your crotch. It just does not. It's not supporting your vulva. Mm-hmm. So what this is angled and it props it perfectly up there. Mm-hmm. Which is, if you, like I said, if you think about it, have you ever asked yourself, like, why do they have this? Because this is where your blood is supposed to flow. But it does not. You have it over here. Yes. You have side. People, it's because your underwear is not made to support this at all. And then they come out with the wings.
Right.
And the wings doesn't make a difference. The wing is actually just making it smaller and going like that.
Spreading it all over.
Yes. And it's just wrapping around. So pads with wings is just the device to make it stick better. Mm. But it's not. Like, I've researched this whole entire thing thoroughly.
Right.
In and out. And I've tried every product pretty much. I can't say I tried every single one, but I've tried every single product and to try to get comfortable and not think about it. And it just doesn't happen. But like I said, it started just from me being uncomfortable and needing my blood to go right there.
There.
Okay, we're doing it up a little differently by adding a new segment to the show called Nina Asked, You Answered. This is where followers from Girly Nation write in with their personal story, and Nina either features or responds to each listener on an upcoming episode. Want to be featured on an upcoming show? Send your email to girlynation@ninababel.com.
So now I understand this whole crotch thing even better. In fact, I wish I had known this or had even access to this 20 years ago. The purpose of this episode is that for every woman, no matter your circumstances, the heavy bleeding, whether you're an athlete, you have bladder leaks, urine mishaps, or even menstrual disorders, there's a product on the market for you. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Yay! Your go-to girlfriend is here to empower you every week, ladies. The best conversations happen after each podcast, though. So reply to my email address, ask@ninababel, and tell me what you're struggling with. Maybe Crystal could help you out with what you're struggling with. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl show, we drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Google Play Music, Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, and Stitcher. If you like my style, if you like my episodes, spread the good word. Share my podcast on social. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. And you know what? You're going to find me using the handle @NinaBabel. You spell my last name, Babe, with an L. And Nina, N-I-N-A. So if you want to share your story, drop me a line, question, story request, pitch, and use my direct email address, nina@ninababel.com. So you know I like to keep it 100. I hope you understood the message and you use it wisely as a woman. All right. I want y'all to keep it 100 today, this week, and I'll be back in a few days with another app. In the meantime, smooches!